Is this how a bidet is supposed to work? You do your business and you get up and then you shuffle naked 3 feet to the right.
Three feet? That seems kind of far.
2 feet. About 2 feet. And you sit down and then you have to like aim and get the spray into your butt. Is that the workflow of a bidet?
Welcome to the podcast that is guaranteed to improve not only your photography, but your mind, body, and spirit as well. Full of interviews with the top image makers in the industry, where we talk photography, drink whiskey, and fill up the bathtub with High Life and PBR. So grab a juice box, a handful of unsalted almonds, and get ready for the show.
Before we start this podcast, I need to publish a correction from last episode's. It's just journalistic integrity and an apology to the audience. David was talking about the Golden Age in 1900 to 1920, when in fact it's the Gilded Age from 1877 to 1896.
And who just told you about the correction?
Wikipedia.
No.
David, apologize to everyone. Apologize to everyone you upset in the last episode.
I mentioned it before, so I was just like, you know, that's actually not right. It was this.
Our guest today in episode what, David?
We are up to 7.
I think it's 6.
Or 6.
Hot seat adjacent, David.
I think it is 7.
It is 7. All right.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you said 5.
I just blacked out. Here we go. Shannon Doherty.
Hello.
Oh. And hometown favorite, St. Louis.
I hope so.
So same city as where I'm from.
Yep. Were you born there?
I was, yeah.
Where at?
St. Charles.
Oh, that doesn't count.
Were you?
I was born in the city.
In the city, yeah. Yes. You're a true native.
Yes.
I'm on the outskirts. I'm on the other side of the moat. I'm like the first city outside of the moat.
Yeah. Casinos.
Yeah. We didn't have casinos growing up then. That was like the big thing we got.
Oh, okay.
So where in the city did you grow up?
Well, actually, my mom is from West County. So Brentwood, Baldwin. I don't even know West County anymore.
It merges together.
Yeah, we lived in the city I actually moved when I was like 6 months old out of the city. We moved because of my dad's job. He worked for the government all over the place. My mom's from St. Louis. So when they decided to split, we went back. So I've been living there since I was a teenager again. But I'm true and true from St. Louis.
Yeah. I mean, you got red hair. Cardinals.
Yeah. Kind of the same, Irish. Right?
Yeah.
A little bit of Italian.
Is your mom Irish?
She is Irish and Italian.
Oh, nice.
And then my dad is.
Why is our phone ringing in the hotel? Who do you think's calling us?
No idea.
Hold on, let's see. Let's go. Oh, we just hung up.
Rich is just like,
not
don't call back.
Oh, it's funny. We were trying to use the phone yesterday here in this hotel room, and 3 out of the 4 don't work.
You have four phones in here.
They're just there for show.
There's one in the bathroom, like right next to the.
What do you need
right
in the bathroom?
Oh, all right. So now that you mentioned bathroom, I think I need an explanation or maybe just to hear from Shannon on how bidets are supposed to work. Because I've got questions, right? So we've got a regular toilet. The next to that is a toilet that looks like it's been decapitated, no seat, and it's lowered to the ground.
Sure.
It's the hover.
So is this how a bidet is supposed to work? You do your business, and you get up, and then you shuffle naked 3 feet to the right.
Three feet? That seems kind of far.
2 feet. About 2 feet. And you sit down, and then you have to like aim and get the spray into your butt. Is that the workflow of a bidet?
I think so.
Right?
I mean, anytime I was overseas, that's, you know, you do the little shuffle.
Yeah.
So
it's not too far.
We have a bidet at home, but it's on the toilet.
That's the American version.
Yeah. Right?
I feel like the Japanese are the ones that introduced us to like the on-toilet choo-choo.
Are we sure it's not just a faucet so you wet down toilet paper and you don't move? We sure?
No. Because the whole point is to not use toilet paper.
Yeah.
I thought the whole point was to get it wet.
No, it's to wash, to like actually physically cleanse versus just taking a piece of paper and being like, rah, rah, rah.
Yeah. They use less paper. Like when I was in Italy,
because
every place had a bidet.
I guess you get the aiming down after a while. Yeah. You got to get really low to the ground there.
Really, it's not. It's not like it's going to shoot up.
No,
like,
it doesn't shoot
up. It's just a little stream to get you.
Yeah.
Where it needs to go.
In some places, it's literally just almost like a water faucet, and you kind of have to figure out the splash situation.
Wait, so you're splashing stuff down there, so it's not supposed to go from faucet right to your butt?
Are you
getting your hands wet in this situation?
You're washing, and then they're going to go wash your hands.
Yeah, like, that's hopefully you're going to go wash your hands.
Yeah, we really hope. Yeah.
I mean, I've stayed places like in Italy, and they give you your own little like bum wash.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a body wash, and then like you have a special towel. Yeah.
So your hands,
so you're using the towel.
So you guys are saying your hands may or may not be getting wet in the situation. Your hands,
you probably should just use the towel and then go wash your hands.
They have like then the towel has a different texture.
It's a reusable towels in there?
Yeah, like a different kind of towel.
Just wash it.
And you're not throwing that away. We're putting that in the dishwasher or the
they're dirty clothes. They're gonna take it away when they take away everything else.
Like the bum rag then.
Why do you think they ever had one with a seat where you sit down? Why are you hovering? You're sitting down there. Why are you sitting down next to it? I've got so many questions.
I mean, I feel like the original toilet didn't have a seat like we know it, where you lift it up. It just was built with more of a porcelain ring around it that was big enough for your ass, right? Like, it's kind of the same process.
Or just a hole in the ground.
Yeah, Europe's got problems. Showers in particular, no shower curtain everywhere you go. Most of Europe, no shower curtain. Like, what am I supposed to do with all this water?
Where you go in the whole rest of the world, they don't have a shower curtain.
What's up with that?
Most of them are like sloped and like they're kind of just like all tiled bathrooms and water can kind of get around. And
anyway, I'm sorry, Sharon. That really took. know.
Let's talk about washing our bums really quick.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to the listeners. Yeah. David brought it up. You said bad.
It was interesting, though. I was curious, too. That one is very tech-savvy.
Yeah,
ours
has got, like, digital wall display and, like, makes little noises. And
I got the shaft.
Yeah, I have to warn people because you go sit down on there and the seat is warm. Mm-hmm. But it's being warmed from the machine. So, like, it's not like somebody just got
David out. He's been in there a lot. We had Mexican last night.
Been there the whole time.
All right, Mexican all day yesterday. Tacos, enchiladas, that's all I had.
So, Shannon, how would you describe yourself as a photographer? What do you do? Type of word.
I do boudoir, but I add a lot of fashion and glamour to it. So I don't really do the posing on the bed, bum in the air. I've been saying bum a lot today, actually. I like to add key lighting. I always use strobes for the most part. A little bit natural light, but I love strobes. I love to style. I just think that there's a little something extra we can all do with boudoir. Like, I think it can get a little stagnant, so I wanted to kind of change that. And I shot boudoir, been shooting it for a long time, and I get creatively bored pretty quickly. And once I found this kind of niche of adding a little fashion element, adding a little glamour to the boudoir, like, it's all I want to do. I'm so excited to pick up my camera and go into my studio so I can create this for... even model shoots, but like my non-model clients, my everyday clients too. And, you know, luckily people love it and they pay me for it.
Do you do any dude war?
I actually have been dabbling more into couples again.
Oh.
Yes, but I don't really post them yet.
So do most people want their stuff posted? Or do you have to like really work, be like, hey, can I post your stuff? Or do most clients just like, no, I don't want any?
It kind of depends. I have paperwork for everything. People are filling out paperwork for any kind of sharing. I 100% believe that that is what you should be doing. Don't just post something without telling somebody their consent. If somebody doesn't want to share something and I really love it, I will try to go recreate it with a model if I can, because I really want to post it. So whether it's a certain lighting, certain outfit or something like that, I don't want a client to feel pressured to share their stuff. So I will just go recreate it so I can share it.
I think the last time we talked with you was during Nino's production, and that whole week we were trying to get Nino to shoot David in a boudoir, and he wouldn't do it.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Do you remember
that? Yeah, I do remember that. In fact, I remember when we sat down to talk to Shannon at the same time, then the same topic came up. We needed a bearskin rug, and David needed to get naked. Yep. Nobody needs to see this in no way, shape, or form. But
it's implied nudity.
I'm down
with it.
I mean,
see it.
Nobody wants.
I mean, you got to be naked in the shoot. But
I'm just telling you, nobody
it.
Wants to see any part of this. Like,
you're looking at one person right here. I'm gonna print it real big above my fireplace.
Let's go.
Yeah, there you go. Do the Burt Reynolds.
Yeah. That's exactly it. That's the inspiration. He wants me to do the Burt Reynolds on the bearskin rug.
Well, somebody has to recreate it.
When I really fell in love with Midjourney was when I realized that I could start creating all of these Burt Reynolds on a rug. Mm-hmm. And I did it for a solid day. I did nothing but crank these out, and it was glorious. And that's when I fell in love.
And he may or may not have been prompting it to do other people as Burt Reynolds on the rug.
Just put David's face on it.
Yeah. Well, I was. Yeah. I turned David into an animation character for a while and took him on adventures. Yeah.
He's also real high. Put me into Call of Duty.
Yeah.
I'm super behind. I've never done any of the AI stuff.
Do you see this debate online now? It is fierce. There are some people upset.
Yeah. My opinion is I've never done it. I don't really bother if I don't understand it. Like, I'll read some of the articles, but who am I to say that it's not art or it is art? Of course, I don't want anything stolen, but I don't have a proper opinion because I need to know more about it. But yeah, maybe I'm living under a rock. Like, since the pandemic, I've just been kind of like, I don't really want to argue with people. Yeah, I don't really want to get on Twitter and argue.
Exhausted. Like, I hate being online. I'm almost never online anymore.
Yeah. I read the news only maybe twice a week too, because there's always so much going on that I'm like, I will catch up. I want to know what's going on in the world. Keep up. But yeah, I don't want to fight about really stupid things online. Yeah. So I just don't really go there.
Just want to make cool shit, hang out with my friends.
Yeah, kind of. You know? Yeah.
Let's do more of that.
Yeah. And the older I get, I think I'm going to be the cranky old lady as I'm older, like, get off my lawn. So I think I'm halfway there.
Yeah.
Get off my lawn and here's a shotgun, or just get off my lawn?
No, just get off my lawn. Like, the newspaper, roll it up.
Okay.
Because old school, right?
Yep. Do you still read the newspaper? The old school one?
I should. I don't even... barely even read the news anymore.
So during the pandemic, pretty early on, I just decided, I'm going to want these newspapers. So I ordered the New York Times and the USA Today, because I like the colorful USA Today cover. And I just saved them. And I have so many newspapers. I think I got another one at one point, but for almost two straight years, I have these newspaper clippings. And I think one day my goal is, I also got this massive scrapbook.
Massive.
It's like this big. And I got all the scrapbooking stuff.
Yeah.
And I think one weekend I'm going to sit down and start making this. But I also want to make, in the murder mysteries or any like mystery, they have like the whodunit wall where there's like yarn and like pens and maps. And I want to make one of those in a room in our house.
Okay.
But
just let somebody walk in there. But Monique's
no, we're not doing that. Like, but what if just one whodunit wall for a year?
Yeah. You could do that. And if anybody ever broke in, they'd be like, oh.
I'm
this
leaving.
This isn't the place.
Yeah.
I'm not here happening? For this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ugh. So what are you most looking forward to with your work? Is it changing? Are you doing, you mentioned couples, like, where do you want to take it in the next year or two?
I don't know if I want to necessarily take it with couples, but it was kind of a fun thing to do the last couple months, actually, just occasionally photographing couples. I just did a couples boudoir session, and it's so much fun when the couple is so in love with each other too, and they're best friends. It makes directing a lot easier.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's my strong point in directing couples. I can direct women all day long.
Yeah.
Like, I think that is my specialty.
Well, men are stupid.
You say men are stupid?
Yeah.
I heard that completely different in my head. I was just like, Jesus, dude.
Do you think I said women?
I thought you said women.
Oh, I'd probably take the headphones off. But,
that's what I was like. I was like, man, Shannon's still here.
Three older sisters and an awesome mom.
Your mom is awesome.
Never. Men are the worst.
I'm going to ask your mom to
And I do occasionally photograph men. But I don't really post that work because a lot of my work is so feminine. Majority of men don't really want it. But I'll photograph more like vanity.
The internet doesn't want that either. It's not helping anyone post
No.
No one wants to see that.
But I'll do like more GQ style with men, a little Vanity Fair style. But when it comes to more like whimsical, ethereal, feminine, most men don't want it. But I occasionally have photographed men like that. As far as what I'm working on or what I want to work on, I don't really have a set plan. I think...
That sounds like a nice life, you know?
Yeah. Last year was... my best year in business.
Nice.
Without super duper trying, I actually took on less clients and I had my best year. But towards the end though, I got really burnt out And I'm kind of the queen of burnout because I will say, oh, yeah, sure, I'll add that, I'll add that, I'll add that. And then there's nothing left for myself. So I'm kind of in a slower transition into this year. We're in March now. I have to think about that for a moment. And my year is starting to book up, but I'm not pushing my marketing as hard right now. And I'm just kind of creating for fun on the same time. And I've been much happier with that. So this year might look a little different than last year. And that's okay. I've been doing this for a long time. And I feel like sometimes success is not always a dollar amount. It's I can still have a sustainable business and be happy and go on vacation. And now I schedule my business to always take 1 month off in a row.
Ooh, what do you do for that month?
Last year we went to Italy. Ooh. Actually at the same time as Cat Four Coats.
Were you at?
I did the not castle? Go to that. I was south. I was in Florence and I went all the way down to Capri. So that was just for fun. So
yeah. Were you doing this solo? With
no, with else? Family.
Nice.
Yeah. And it was so nice. We didn't go for the full month, but I just said, I'm taking the whole month off. So that way I can come back, not feel jet lagged, and refocus on my clients because I had a lot when I got back.
I feel like that is probably the most important, like that's a clip right there. Because I think too much we gauge success on how much money we have coming in, how much dollars it's producing. And we gauge the success on our business on the same thing. Like I'm successful if I'm bringing in X, but I don't think we really think about like the whole person concept, right? Like we're not just machines. We weren't put on this planet just to crank through work nonstop. Like that's really not the point. So if you can't find that balance between like, you know, this is, you know, this I'm doing all this so that I can have security and also have a life.
Live
that's
your life.
Not just work. I think it's so important.
Yeah, I talked about that. So I did some teaching for early part of WPPI. And that was one of the things I talked about today, too. I was like, when I started, it was more about here's my pose list. Here's how I'm going to sell. It's more important to make the money than worry about anything else. And when I look back at that work, I hate it. And it's not because of the client or anything. I just felt so burnt out because it was more about I need to make X amount per client to keep my average up. And now I know my average, but I'm not that worried about it. Okay, I have a lower sale day. That's fine. Oh, this one was great. But my clients are happier because I'm happier too. And I have a life and I can go home and hold my cat and watch Netflix once in a while too. I think that that's okay to do that kind of stuff for yourself. Like for me, like, I don't know if self-care is the right term to use, but like if I can take one day every once in a while, nothing photography related, nothing fashion related, because I could sit and read fashion magazines or books all the time, nothing. I will watch a movie that has nothing to do with photography or art or anything like that. I just need that whole day of separation. And then I can come back to it because I'm excited because I missed it. Because having 24 hours without some form of art is like torture to me.
Yeah, when everything's on demand and all the time, it kind of just loses its, you know, flavor. I've actually come to realize that you mentioned Netflix. This made me think about it. But now that all the shows they come out and they just publish the whole season, like at first I was like, this is awesome. Mm-hmm. But now it's like, shit, they got me the whole day. And I don't have anything to look forward to every week. It's like Sunday night, like growing up was like, oh, there's a new show coming out Sunday night. Now it's just like, I don't know.
Well, news for me. But now Sunday nights are The Last of Us, so you can just watch that.
Oh, did you watch last night's?
No, I was here. I was prepping to teach and I had to focus.
We didn't go out. We behaved. We got back here after dinner and I watched it.
I can't.
It's the best show I've seen in a while.
Yeah, I didn't play the game, so I'm trying not to read any spoilers.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Do you know how many David, are you, do you know what we're talking about?
I absolutely know what you're talking about. I haven't watched it, but I know what you're talking about.
I think there's like 9 or 10 episodes. Good.
See, I can't. Pedro Pascal. I like to just be able to binge shows. I'm not a big fan of like
the
weekly.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah. I like to just.
I don't know.
I think it's because I just don't have any self control. Well, so if the whole season comes out, like, I'm like, shit.
Going back to the previous correction, right? The whole reason I remembered this is because like I watched this show called The Gilded Age.
Yeah, on HBO.
Great show.
I watched it.
Great
show.
It wasn't The Gilded Girls?
No, it wasn't The Gilded Girls. But that would be great. That would be a good title for this, actually.
Okay.
Because it is all about like, it's all about the aristocratic society, except for from the woman's point of view. And it's pretty amazing. But like now, it's been a long time since the first season ended. Roll it out. I need to know what y'all left me hanging and you're not coming back like a season later, right? Like
they might leave you hanging. We'll see how.
That's been approved for a second season.
Oh, it has?
Yeah,
okay.
But like it's just when is the second season coming? Mm-hmm. Same thing. It's like I love Ted Lasso. I think it's an amazing series, but the in between stages, mm-hmm. because they're not like on the normal network schedule.
Yeah.
It's not like it's just, you know, spring or fall and it's coming back out. I got to wait.
I think a lot of things have gone that way since the pandemic, though.
Yeah, but I don't like it. I want to know how stories end.
That's true. Well, we get another season of that soon.
I'm going to sit down with a book and pound it out kind of guy. You know, like I want to read it.
So you won't start any series unless there's like
seasons out? No, like there's some that I watch, but I also find that I can't, like, I don't know. It just doesn't maintain my interest as long, or I'll end up forgetting a week and then I'm like, I'll just wait for all of them to come out because I skipped that 1 week. I broke the cycle.
I mean, I still have shows I need to watch. I've never seen Sopranos, and it's on my list. Yeah. It's been out for how long? So then I can
20 years.
Just binge all that later.
Didn't they remaster it? No, it's not 4:3.
I don't know. Maybe.
16:9. I know they did that with The Wire. And I was like, wait, how did you do that?
There's a couple how the fuck did you do that? I have forgotten about. Like, I just finished Elementary, which was like a Sherlock Holmes with like Lucy Liu and Johnny Miller. Like, that was like, I had forgot about it for years because, like, again, season break. And then I was like, I need to know how this story ends. So I start all over from the beginning and go to the end again.
Shannon, you shoot often with the same model.
With Dawn?
Yes, with Dawn.
Yes.
Can you talk about that relationship and how, I guess, what advice you would have for photographers that are, looking to build that relationship with local models that also need kind of the pictures?
Luckily, her and I have an amazing relationship. I mean, we're friends. We'll text each other. She usually brings me coffee before we shoot, which is the way to my heart. But I have a similar relationship with a lot of models too. I think it's good to build not only trust, but build a friendship. It doesn't have to be a friendship. We're texting every day we go out or anything like that. But I can send her a text and be like, do you just want to come over and shoot something? Or she travels all the time too. Oh, you're back in town all the time. Yes. All the time. She's probably, I think she's leaving again in like a week. But hey, I have a concept I want to do. Do you just want to come play in the studio with me? I don't really have, I am really bad at mood boarding too. It's all in my head. I need to get better at like telling people, but actually for her, for this one, the last one I did, I shoot mostly black and white, but this one was a lot of reds. So it was red curtains, red dress, red gloves. And then I did black and white floor. Just went to Menards and bought that laminate.
I'm a little bit of a fanboy. I don't know if you know
this,
but
yes.
You're honestly probably one of my top five favorite photographers.
You're just saying that because I'm sitting here.
No, I swear to God. I mean, you'd be able to see if you ever looked at like who looked at your content. Like, I'm there all the time.
But like for that, I guess it was semi Twin Peaks, a little bit of inspo, even though it wasn't a zigzag floor. I just wanted to play with my red curtains, and then I had that red dress, and I ordered Amazon leather gloves that could have been horrible. They could have been great. Color kind of terrifies me when it's that vibrant, but I knew that she would just come in and knock out the posing, knock out the expressions. I can direct her any way I'd like to be like, can we do it weird? Can we do it glamorous and pretty? And I really like the result that we got too. So, I mean, I gave her some direction, but yeah, it was really just kind of playing. Cause I wouldn't necessarily start something like that with just a client.
Yeah.
Like that might be a little too out there. But now that I've shot it, I've had people be like, oh my gosh, I want to wear the red now. Or can we do a set kind of similar to that? And all of that's in my studio. I just bought the little laminate pieces that you can just lay out. Don't take the back off. I took the back off of one for some reason. So that is stuck on the floor right now. But honestly, I think building that relationship is just trust, communication, and showing them solid work too. My work with her has been different throughout the years too. Like, I don't even know how long our friendship has been at this point, but she was one of the first people that I started posting on a regular basis. I post her all the time. Like, she's literally some of my favorite photo shoots I've ever done, like, creatively, because it just feels so easy. And then I feel like I can translate that to other models and even my clients too. Like, now that I've photographed this, then I can show an example. There was one photo shoot I did with her where it was like blowing fabric. And I actually did that today for my teaching to show the students, how can I blow this fabric? How can I have fun with it with my client without feeling like, what is she doing?
So inside your studio space, is it like a big bay window? And then you're usually filling it with like a kicker of strobe, or what is your norm? Because looking at your photos, you can very much tell that like light tends to come from the left.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, again, person who's looking at your work all the time, I'm trying to be like,
get back to work, David.
I do have huge windows in my studio, but honestly, a lot of times I shut the blinds. I don't use a lot of natural light anymore. But if I am going to use it, I do balance it out with the strobe light too, because I don't always like the warmer light that is coming in. And then the floors are wooden, but they have more of an orange tint to them.
Yeah.
So when you have that hard light coming in, which hard light just terrifies me, hitting the floor and it's bouncing that orange tinge, like, in sometimes even like makes it brown when the mm-hmm. shadows, I hate that. So I'll just take all of that natural light out, or I'll try to balance it with the strobe.
Your studio sounds very much like mine. Mine's in like a 150-year-old warehouse, mm-hmm. like hardcore wood floors,
yeah.
big, huge industrial bay windows, 20-foot ceilings.
Yeah, it's a super small space, but I like it. I would love to probably have a big studio space, but I haven't found like the one that speaks to me the most. And I'm really picky, so.
Yeah, there's not a lot going on in St. Louis. And if anything you find, it's like, oh, man, this is too beat down.
Yeah, I don't really want to be downtown either. So
no one does.
Well, it being dangerous. For me, like, the client experience is so important. And if I have somebody who has to pay metered parking, I feel like that kind of takes you out, because then you're driving around looking for parking. They're paying to park, or I'm paying to park, having to run out and pay the meter again. Although now you can do apps, but.
Yeah. But it's still a mass. I used to have one downtown as well, not downtown St. Louis, but downtown El Paso. And it was same thing. Like, even for me, if I didn't get there before 10 a.m., I had to park like two blocks away and bring all my crap with me. Like,
I don't,
sucked.
I want it easy. I want people to be able to walk right in. And that was the same with like an area in St. Louis called Clayton. Love Clayton, but it's a lot of it's metered parking. And I think that takes it out of the experience. Like, you just have to come in and just be glamorous for the day. Super easy. Don't stress about it.
So next level, drive she's looking for a studio. Place that has valet parking.
Oh, that would be great, actually. Yeah. Maybe I could hire a valet.
You could.
Yeah.
I'll be your driver. I'll give me some reason to get some new leather gloves and I'll just show up in classes.
You can wear the red ones.
Open the door, yeah. I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in.
But those red ones comes up to like.
Yeah.
I'll be your Don, but driver.
You okay.
Know, just I'll go get everyone. I'll bring them to you.
I can
whole experience.
See Dawn being like a picker-upper as well. Could you imagine? I bet she drives fast.
I don't know.
I don't know if she. I mean, I've never in. A
I've
car
never
with her,
driven but. In a car with her. I don't think. Usually, we're meeting up separately.
But I could definitely see her being like putting on the whole chauffeur. I mean, she seems like
she's a good actor,
in costume and everything. Yeah. Anyway, like yeah, great she actor. Just show up and just be like, "Let's go."
She could wear any of my wardrobe too, and just do that. That would be great.
No.
All right, well, I'll text her later and be like, "You have a new job." Just so you know,
we talked it out on a podcast.
Yep, and there you go.
This is your job.
What do you love spending money on in photography, and what do you hate spending money on photography?
So I don't really like spending my money on gear too much. I'm happy with the gear I have. I mean, kind of similar to something Kat had said before in one of your podcasts was, you know, loving to hold the gear, but I don't need the gear.
You mean Kat Ford Coates?
Yes. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to say her whole name, too. Yeah, she's one of my
close. You can't say one of the three.
So
it's all three.
Sorry. That is true. Well, you have to say Shannon K. Doherty, too. That's what I prefer.
All right.
That's okay.
And
some people forget the K.
With or without an Irish accent?
Well, if you could do it with an Irish accent, that'd be great.
All right.
Let's hear it.
Shannon Doherty. How was it? Was it good? Kind of? Did it sound a little Irish?
It sounded like you were right, trying.
Now you try.
Oh, no, I can't do it.
Come on, let's just try it. No, do it.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
Won't do it.
Say it in the little kid voice then.
Oh, okay.
Shannon Tortorella.
Right? You weren't expecting
I'm gonna
that.
I'm going to have nightmares about that now.
You weren't expecting that. That laugh.
That is terrifying.
Oh, my God.
That's another story of times at the St. Louis pad.
Yeah. David, well, we won't get into that.
Is this the time? We've already talked about bums on the seats, toilet seats.
Just every occasionally. I have a repertoire of like weird voices, and every once in a while, they just come out under the right circumstances. Yeah. And I can have whole conversations with myself and different voices, and it's crazy.
It's good.
Yeah. And Gary will basically die during this entire process. He laughs. Yeah.
So next podcast, you just do the voice the whole time, right?
I probably could, yeah.
Wouldn't be awkward. Yeah. What do I like spending my money on photography? Honestly, probably wardrobe.
Yeah, I was about to say, do you own just like a massive wardrobe for your studio?
I do. At this point, yes. I started off really small. I actually really love thrifting and got to the point where I just custom make things. I don't see it in a store, or I'm inspired by like a fashion designer. I don't want to spend 10 grand on an outfit. I'll just recreate it.
So you know your way around a sewing machine?
Yeah. My grandma was a seamstress. My mom knows how to sew. So
do you think you could make, like, where does your ability stop with?
I don't want to make a jacket. Okay. Like, that's a lot of complicated patterns, but I'm working on a pearl kind of beaded corset. Okay. Right now, I think I'm almost done with it. So I was a little lazy. I bought some pieces that were already kind of together. And then the pearls are actually on almost like fishing wire.
It's like a mashup.
Yeah. So it doesn't have to be everything from scratch, but that piece is custom for people to come in and wear. And then stuff like that, I will photograph, obviously, and post, and then causes excitement for someone to want to wear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know a dollar amount on my wardrobe, but I would say I get pretty excited when I see something new that I want to add.
That's super badass. Is there a go-to place for fabrics, or is it just from a million different sources?
Do we have a lot in St. Louis? Not really. I feel like we have...
I just assumed it would be online or somewhere. That
You can do online. I bought...
like a Knowles.
So there is Mood Fabrics, which is out of New York City. They're just a little expensive, but they have a lot of variety. Locally, you could do like Joann Fabrics. You can do Amazon too.
It's been a minute since I've been in Joann Fabric. I just associate that with patterns I don't want to be a part of. Yeah. Is it more than that?
The McCall's patterns, when I had so many terrible outfits growing up. So sorry to my mom and with the big puffy sleeves that are back now. I guess I was cool when I was growing up.
You just didn't know it.
Oh, wait. No, I have been in a Joann's. During COVID, I redid 6 chairs, and I got a Star Wars pattern, and I reupholstered the seats. Hmm. Yeah, where's that coming from?
I have no idea.
Out in the...
You heard it, too.
No, there's something that's like video talking right now.
Is it
someplace
in the hall?
Oh, you know, who cares?
I don't know either. I stopped.
I just assumed it was the voices in my head, and I was going,
maybe this room's haunted.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a warm toilet seat, too. Yeah. So there you go.
They apparently died on the toilet seat, and they've never left.
Well, What's the worst thing you think has happened in this room?
I don't want to know.
In David's bed.
Oh, I was like, where's the black light? Yeah.
No.
I don't want to know anything in any hotel.
I would rather remain ignorant and like just not know.
Nope. Open the windows, all the light. I don't need to see anything. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Although I spill coffee in my room. So there is a huge coffee stain on the side of the bed. So I do feel kind of bad because it doesn't look like coffee anymore. Oh. So
this is Vegas. This is not their first time.
Whoopsie. No. I am photographing 4 people in my room tomorrow too. So I'm going to have to explain what this stain is.
Why don't you just have them come clean it?
Yeah, why don't you just get the sheets?
Oh, I will. Out, you know? I will. I'll have to special because I left my Do Not Disturb on when I left because I had my gear.
I'm normally that way. Like, I'm normally will go like as as big of a gap as possible. Like, let them come in once a week or something like that. I'm not a big fan of having people come into my room.
Yeah, I just had too many things laying out that I didn't need for today.
I want people in my space.
Yeah.
Period.
Well, I thought it used to be
your juju here. Like,
they weren't supposed
energies.
To. They weren't supposed to move your stuff before, and I feel like if they come in and clean while I'm gone, I feel like they've moved my stuff.
Yeah, maybe. I didn't know there was rules.
I thought there were rules.
I just don't.
I pretty much hit privacy and it's like, just I'm good. I'll reuse my towel twice and I'm fine.
Yeah, it's okay. I will too, except for that coffee. I don't know.
We ordered an extra bed last night and I'm just dead on. I was like, do you think you could bring up a roller bunk bed? Just like straight up. Her reaction was priceless. Just taking me seriously. No, sir, we actually don't have rolling bunk beds, but
you could just stack them on top of each other.
I just feel like
I know. I just feel like I gave Vegas. Her that option. Yeah. And she's like, no, I'm not going to troubleshoot this with you over the phone.
I just feel like it's Vegas. They probably get the weirdest requests and they're probably just over it.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't take living here. 4 days is my max in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here 5, and I was going to stay till the end of WPPI, and I was like, I can't do the last day. I just can't do it.
Yeah,
I'm going home like midday on Thursday. Sunday to Thursday, that's plenty of time for Vegas.
I got here Friday night. But we started our teaching part for the Boudoir Summit.
Oh, you guys did start it early.
We did.
Yeah, I saw the ads.
Yeah, we were on Sunday and today.
The Boudoir Summit.
Yeah, so is it nice actually part of WPPI?
Yeah.
Or is it
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It was really confusing in the ad work because like it kept saying at WPPI.
Yeah.
And so I was like, Boudoir Summit at WPPI. Yeah. I guess it was to say like, we are part of it, but you have to pay more money to be here because you do.
Yeah. I don't know all the back end of that, but yeah, so it is, excuse me, part of WPPI, but it was separate. You have to pay a ticket. You got 3 keynote speakers. And then we did shooting bays. So we did 4 all together, most of the educators. So we did 2 yesterday and 2 today.
So, and judging by my lunch on the first day that I arrived, mostly females are coming to all the classes or you have a mix?
First day I had mostly, I think I had 2 guys and then today I actually had more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's interesting because yesterday was more in the afternoon and evening and today started at 9. And it's weird.
Yuck.
It actually wasn't that. The energy was so different.
Yeah, it's 9 a.m.
You're rested.
I don't know. I feel like.
I wake up super early, so 9 a.m. just feels like I should have been doing stuff.
Yeah.
Once we hit those like afternoon classes, I was like, I'm in my mid-afternoon slump. I hope I'm saying the right things because it's more of like I'm just speaking. Oh, yeah. And I'm definitely the kind of educator that I wrote out 5 pages of things I wanted to talk about. And I was like,
how have you stuck to it?
And I was like, I just wrote a keynote and I have an hour and a half to talk, shoot, and then let them shoot. So I had to put all that paperwork away and I just kind of start with like introduction and then go into what I do. And I realized, why am I on a script when I don't like reading from a script? So all that paperwork is sitting with my laptop right now.
Nice. Yeah, there's very few people out there, in my opinion, that can read off a teleprompter and make it like very authentic where like you make that connection and the script it's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
it's very hard to read scripting and then not sound like you're scripting.
Yeah. Be like, what was that word I wrote?
Yeah. Or to have life in the eyes. I think that's what gives it away the most is when you could just tell like, I mean, I don't care what kind of the side of the aisle you are. And you look at like the last 2 presidents and they're, when they're teleprompting, they're like old guys that are like looking like, and the letters say, it's just hilarious. And so even best when they read it wrong and then they're like trying to fumble over a word. Like, that's hilarious to me.
Yeah.
That's why you don't teleprompt. Ablib.
Yeah. I think a lot of times you just know it's for me or just keep me on track.
Yeah.
But I didn't change too much with my shooting bays because it was different students each day. So I did have to have a different model today, but mostly just stuck with the same what I do. I mean, that's kind of what they were there for, the shooting bays. Every educator was different. That was part of the Boudoir Summit. So some shoot a little dark and moody. Most of them use natural light, I think. Some people were using the lights that we were given. Originally, I had a strobe. And then on Sunday, when I was there for the keynotes, one of the students who was in my class looked at me and she's like, do you have a trigger for a Sony? And I shoot Canon.
Mm.
And I was like, why did I not think of it? How selfish was I? I didn't even think of the students. I was like, well, I can shoot it. So I switched to constant lights, which I don't shoot. I don't think I've shot them in probably 10 years.
It's because they
but it's a new game now. Back then. It's a new game.
Oh, they're so much better now. Yeah. I'm actually like super impressed with the lighting that we had today. So I
what
might.
What
was it? Gigato? I think that's how you say their name.
Yeah, I think so.
Gigato.
Yeah.
He's I spoke to the owner too, and I didn't want to be like, I'm so sorry, I don't know how to say this. I don't know how to say a lot of words. I'm very bad at that. But yeah, their lighting was great. I had it's super easy, you know. You have your battery pack. The only problem is I do trip over everything in my studio, so the battery pack would probably have to live on the side. Mm-hmm. That's why I use the Profoto B10 when I'm shooting strobes, because the battery's on there, yeah, and I can just charge it.
Big.
Yeah, it's super small. I can charge it later.
I'm with you. I want a life without cables. What are we doing with this? Get it out of here. We put a man on the moon 60 years ago, and we cannot have these cables going on? Come on.
Well, you can,
get them out of here.
You probably can, but the battery's going to go really fast.
But you also
though.
Sacrifice a lot of
yeah.
quality.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, the quality's still better, right? Records still sound better than everything that's come after them.
Are you excited for the Beatles Love Show tomorrow? Because that's going to sound amazing. Are you a Beatles fan?
I am.
Oh,
I'm not
God.
Going to the show, though.
The Beatles Love Show, we're going tomorrow night at 9:30. And I went 5 years ago. Uh-huh. It's a religious. If you like the Beatles, it's a religious experience.
Nice. I'm going to have to do that.
Yeah.
Although we have a Boudoir Summit pajama party.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, tomorrow night. It's at, I think, the Museum of Selfies.
The pajama party.
There's a Museum of Selfies?
Yeah. Well, St. Louis has the selfie room.
Do they? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't do anything in St. Louis.
Yeah, well, I don't really either. I live in my house and go to my studio.
That's me. Yeah.
Be social? I don't do that.
Stop that. Enough of that.
Yeah, don't talk to me now.
People in Zaruf.
Yeah.
They have a Museum of Selfies in St. Louis.
Is it like one of those places where they just have a bunch of things set up so you can take selfies?
Every room is different. Yeah.
I've seen those things in malls and stuff now. Like malls
isn't
are
that just
so
like
weird
good
now.
Architecture? Isn't that just a good
basically
design?
They're just doing a bunch of sets, like a bunch of and then people can come in there and take pictures with their stuff. And that's the kind of society we have. A store so you can run around and take photos of yourself.
I think they charge, I don't even know, $10 maybe.
I saw one where they had like the side of a plane, just like one section of seats the thing, and there's a TV so you could dial up where you were going and you could be like selfie traveling hashtag wanderlust.
Looks like a private jet.
Yeah, and it looks like you're in the inside of it, and it's just this one. If you look, it looks like a Hollywood set.
Until too many influencers were using the same one.
Oh no, that's a plane you can actually rent.
Oh really?
Just for that purpose. Yeah.
Oh really?
That's the influencer one. They were all using the same plane, and it was like I don't think it was a functional plane, but it was a plane that you could just go in, private jet. And
I don't
people
know.
Were being like,
I think a legit photo shoot though might be kind of cool.
Oh yeah.
What's the year we think we're gonna officially retire the word influencer, where everyone's like, that's just a negative word? Is it gonna happen?
2023, hopefully.
I think within less than 5 years.
Yeah.
I think that there's already the burnout.
Oh, of course, it's already. Definitely, it's there.
Who isn't an influencer in some form or another?
So it's so watered down. Mm-hmm. Everyone wants to do it. Half the people, I would say more than half the people, are not terrible at it.
What are you influencing? Like, if you don't have, like,
they're just professional salesmen.
They're actresses and actors that just promote themselves.
Just user-generated content.
Very good at selling a product.
But the thing, like, I don't know. Like, I look at like our industry. Like, you're not going to be an influencer unless you have good photos of some kind, or you know Photoshop super well, and you're giving everybody like.
I disagree.
Who's an influencer of substance that has a crappy portfolio?
All right. Let me describe something.
Actually,
exactly right. If you are a character, and
watching applies.
That character is like a car accident.
Yeah. No.
We all slow down at the car accident because we can't help ourselves.
Yeah.
You get the views because it is entertainment of like shock value.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to name names, but
yeah, I just thought of somebody.
So, anyway,
I just think they're the exception to the rule, though. Like. I think most people have to have a solid portfolio before they can be an influencer in our industry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think photography is a harder industry to be an influencer.
Like, I think like the era of like when Renee, Robin, and Danny Diamond and Nino all were kind of like, you know, they got in on the early side.
Yeah.
When we were all still like, what's the Book of Faces? they were already rocking it, but
yeah,
I think that the era is over. I think ads just ended all of that.
Well, I mean, there's some photographers out there that are doing, I guess technically they'd be an influencer if they're on TikTok and they're doing pretty well. I think TikTok is insanely hard for photography.
I just hate it.
Nobody, well, I'm not a fan either. I have a TikTok account really just to watch other people's, but then I flip to like three videos and I'm stressed out and then I just want to throw my phone across.
I just
the room.
Wait for somebody to post the good TikTok ones to the Instagram reels and then I get to see them anyway.
Well, I didn't. Somebody told me you don't even need an account now to watch TikTok. So I might just
I don't think you never did.
Really?
Yeah. I think you just
Someone lied to me. I don't know where, but. I don't know. I mean, I just want to watch cat videos.
Yeah. I'm saying, but dog videos.
I got rid of it after like the 90,000th time that the Department of Defense was like, don't have this on your phone. I was like, there's probably a reason.
Yeah. Well, I think if you even open TikToks now, I think, I don't know.
No. Sucks your soul.
Everybody's watching you.
Yeah. Hey, that is probably true.
Yeah.
X-Files wasn't wrong.
Yeah. It's like Santa. He sees you when you're doing that.
So yep. Everybody sees
you. Knows when you're awake.
Yeah. We're probably all on somebody else's reality show. Remember those aliens we were talking about a little while ago? We're
on the Truman Show right now.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We're Truman movie. And we don't know it.
Yeah. Great movie. There we go.
All right. Well, this was great. This was a great little combo. Should we end it on a positive note?
Sure.
Not aliens?
Not the Truman Show?
All right. Quickly, what's one thing you got grateful for? Don't think, just say it.
No, I mean, I already know. I was just waiting for everybody else.
Oh, my cat.
It's going to be super cheesy. Just the support of my family.
Socks with sandals.
No. You're the devil.
Hey, David, don't hate. All right.
I'm hating
if
on you.
I want to wear socks with sandals.
If you do that,
I should
me,
be able to do
you
it
do that
without
me,
you
I'm
judging
gonna,
me.
I'm going to bring national shame
I was
and
trying
attention
to end
you.
This on a positive
there
note.
There he goes, because you
David,
said socks and sandals.
Well, that's all for today's podcast. Join us next time for more interesting discussion about the wonderful world of photography and her dark magical secrets. I'm fascinated with Instagram. It's such a simple construct. Just take a picture and post it on the internet. The other day, I took a picture of my neighbor's pet rabbit. He told me not to post it, but, you know, I did anyway. Wow.